Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Deep Dog. Forgot all about the music. Hello and welcome to the Devo Days of Our Lives and Friends. Tonight, the Devo Spy Network and I will be discussing the last 2 weeks of the show. Feel free to call in and give us your opinion at 913-338-1239. You can Skype us or you can join us live in our chat room. Check us out daily at our blog at devodaysofourlives.blogspot.com. Join us on Facebook at Devo Days or check us out on Twitter as Devo of Dole. And I have to say, both my co-hosts, this will be their last show because I'm firing them. They called with like 15 seconds left to go. So we have Lazy Slacker, Madeline, and we have Lazy Slacker, Marianne. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
Hey, I literally walked in the door from work.
I knew that was your reason. Seriously, there was nobody here 30 seconds
ago. The wonderful
ago.
World of retail.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Holy, well, yeah, I knew it was possible. You're going to be late. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm the only one here.
Yeah.
I didn't even watch, I didn't even watch the show. Yeah,
oh,
I didn't watch
well,
the show.
Oh, you didn't. Yeah, Anna's coming, too. She said she's on her way home, so
okay,
she'll
cool.
be there a little late.
That's too funny. Oh, it's Nikki's fault. She said she was talking to Madeline. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so
well,
we
that
know
didn't
who to play
stop me
now.
From calling. I just got involved.
Yeah, I watched the show
actually,
twice
the person
this week.
To blame is my husband, who was like walking out the door 2 minutes ago and talking to me.
Oh.
So. Who's going to interrupt in the middle of the show anyway when he comes home, probably. So I'll have to talk to him. Family life.
I know, it's crazy. Okay, let's start with Sydney. She's almost finally free of Sammy. So that's a real blessing. So I didn't get to see some of that. I just saw when Nicole spilled the beans to EJ, and that was a fantastic. That part of the episode was fantastic. The rest of it, I almost fell asleep. It was so bad. So I think that was Wednesday's episode. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought, wow. Ari and James Scott have such amazing chemistry. It is such a shame that they didn't get the right treatment. I mean, they just threw them in. They had a slight friendship, and they threw them into a sexual situation, then a baby. And they just messed up what could have been a fantastic couple. But just making Nicole just an impediment to Jamie, which is funny because it seemed like the show doesn't want any Jamie either. I said that doesn't make much sense to me at all. But I just thought those
seemed
two were
to want
absolutely
him
fantastic.
Anybody.
Yeah, that's true. They stuck mm-hmm. with all the, except for Victor and Maggie. That's actually a well-written couple. But everybody else kind of stinks.
And Victor's figuring it out. Today's show, if you
well,
saw,
I
or
think,
not today's show, Friday's show.
I think part of the reason I like Victor and Maggie is because they're characters who I'm attached to. I don't think the writing for the, I don't think their writing is a whole lot better than anyone else's in particular. I just care about them more.
I think of this that they're taking them slow, and once in a while we get the good script writer, and so we actually get some good dialogue between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And John Aniston is just charming as hell. He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And Susanna Rogers, of course, is just absolutely adorable. I just adore her, too. And we have Anna on the line. Hi, Miss Anna.
Hello, girls.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm a little late.
That's okay. I had no co-host 5 minutes ago. I was panicking.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God,
we
I'm
literally
to the show.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Mizzou football had to take precedence there for a little bit. No. So,
we were discussing EJ and Nicole.
Oh yeah.
This week.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to see them come back as a? I'd like to see them.
You know, I didn't
come back
really,
together as a couple.
I wasn't really rooting for them when they were together originally, but I got to tell you, and I know this is sacrilegious for these jammies to hear this, but I actually thought there was some kind of interesting dynamics between the two of them this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Kind of surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I liked him in the very beginning until when Nicole lost her baby. That's when Jolie pretty much went to hell. That was the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, then, of course, you know, they're trying to bring, aren't they bringing someone in, too, for EJ soon?
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, actually, after what's all happened between Sammy and EJ, it's like, I don't know if I want to see them together anymore.
I know.
They kind of ruined them.
I mean,
Did you see Friday's SmackDown between them? Whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really good.
It was
really
riveting,
good,
but it was... Definitely, like
it's like, how can these two get together after the hate? Or, I mean, I guess it's that love hate thing, but I mean, they're like vicious with each other.
But that's the way they've always been. I mean,
she tried
to burn him to death. Come on.
Yeah, but you know, you can tell that he loves her and she loves me.
What I'm tired of is that they're doing the same thing over and over with them.
Oh,
I just if they're you know they can come up with something else, and if it was. I like Nicole, but if it was EJ and Nicole, they'd be doing the same thing. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I like Nicole with EJ, but I like her. I like her with Brady, too.
Yeah, I do, too.
I do like her with Brady.
I'm not the biggest Allison Sweeney fan, but I like the... I always liked it.
I like her with EJ.
She ought to be with a Demira because that's the only person who could possibly put up with that woman.
That's true.
Yeah.
and I like her the best when she
What other man in their right mind would put up with her?
Well, and he always has had that soft spot. I mean, even after the whole blow up at the wedding and everything, even still, didn't he have a scene after that later where he was still in love with her? I mean,
see, I find her and EJ a hell of a lot more believable than I find her and Rafe. I just don't see why any guy who's normal would want her.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
I can see why EJ would want Nicole too, and that's fine. And I adore Nicole and Ari, but I like Ujami, and I wish they'd do something with them instead of torturing the rest of us through all this shit. If we're going to have to go through all this shit, at least in the end we ought to have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
If they're going to put us through this. So
I don't know, and I still don't think they're right.
My other problem with Nicole is the minute she thought it was okay for EJ to, you know, to be with Daddy, that really ruined her for me.
What's that?
She was always okay with EJ doing things Stefano's way. She had no problem with that. Unless it hurt her personally.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Because it was, that shows that she's really more interested in his money and his position than he is, and she is in him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's seen what Demir's, she's seen what the family does to their kids.
Yeah. I do love her. I do love seeing her vulnerable with Sydney, though. I love that aspect. She really,
an
area where she manages to find a way to make us sympathetic with Nicole, even after all the things she's done, and basically pretty much everything that's happened in the last 2 years is because of
Well, I didn't like that
done.
She stole Sammy's baby, but I had no sympathy for Rafe. In that conversation.
Me neither. He's a jerk.
You know?
I mean, him
talking about someone stealing kids. He doesn't want EJ to ever see his kids again, but he's talking to Nicole about stealing kids.
He's just coming off as a real jerk lately.
I don't know. Are they writing him deliberately that way? I guess. I mean, I don't know.
And the way he was talking to Nicole, no sympathy, and it's like...
For ruining Bo again for me, man.
Yeah, I know. I was like, where did that come from?
Bo now knows.
I thought maybe
he knows that
life.
Sammy is the one who shot EJ, and he's giving both of them advice on how to get out of it.
I know. But I was just like, oh my god.
Bo. Oh, are you talking about Bo?
Did I miss a few lines there? Did I leave the room and come back? And all of a sudden, I'm like, are they really talking about how to keep her from getting caught? What?
Bo knows. I mean, he figured it out. You know.
Oh yeah. Well, it's not that hard.
Yeah. I think everyone. Yeah.
But I mean,
Almost figured it out.
With EJ and Sammy's scenes, I did like the back and forth between them. I mean, even though I hated it on the one level because they're adversaries, but I liked the angles that they went at each other with, you know, that, well, if you do this, well, if you do this. I mean, it was pretty twisted. But, boy, then to switch to that scene with Bo, like, yeah, you know, I don't remember what he said exactly, but it was just like, what?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Of course, then again, he is living with a woman who, well, never mind.
He did kill her husband, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, so I guess, you know, it's like, I guess as long as you're not afraid they're going to kill you, it's okay. I don't know. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Bradys have always had a double standard, just like every other character.
No, but that's the problem. See, that's the problem I have. They didn't always have a double standard.
Well, I guess you're right.
Yeah, it's really noticeable now. I mean,
right.
Yeah,
even with Carolyn, you know, Carolyn with this switching
to
the...
Oh, yeah. Like, they've all
been evil. Yeah, and her whole attitude. Oh, yeah. Man. She's nasty.
Yeah. Maybe she's just worn out from babysitting all those kids all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's her true calling. Like, that's where Sammy gets it, I guess.
She's jealous because Maggie's getting Victor and she's not.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
True colors are coming out. But, yeah, I watched Thursday and Friday and I watched Thursday mostly because I heard that Bo was on and he told them that and I couldn't. I mean, I could believe it. I could believe him doing that, but I wanted to. I still had to see it. It was just,
I wanted to ask Anna, did you see where Sammy gave up Kate?
Yes. And
EJ?
EJ didn't.
And there was
eyelash.
A look. EJ had that look like he processed when she
like,
said.
Oh, okay. Like
she was
he
rambling
it, but
on.
He didn't react. Okay.
He didn't. Right. He didn't say anything, but
yeah,
you could
you're
see.
Right.
He kind of had a surprise look, like he's gonna be telling him.
I'm looking forward to the
Daddy
fireworks.
Hears that it's Kate who did it.
I mean, I love Stefano and Kate together, and I'm hoping that they make it through all this in the end because it just makes it more interesting to have conflict. But because I love them together, but it's gonna be pretty. I can hardly wait to watch the performances of Lauren and Joe. I mean, it's gonna be pretty powerful, I think.
Oh yeah.
I just don't see how they can. Well, I mean, they've made Joe so out of character. They've made Stefano so out of character in the last 2 years that I can see them keeping them together. But old Stefano putting up with a woman responsible for getting his son shot? No.
Yeah. Well, but if
he
never would have married her unless he was doing it to get her back.
Mm-hmm.
If he might stay married to her for that, but if she mm-hmm. wanted to stay married to him because she's actually fallen for him, no. That would be ridiculous.
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing those scenes. I mean, I don't want them
destroyed,
but I'm looking.
Oh, yeah, they're good. And then when he finds out about Chad, that's another sequence.
Oh, yeah.
What I saw on Friday just felt so terrible. Is this all they're going to do with it?
I don't know. I mean, after all these months of them putting it on the back burner and front burner and the back burner for weeks at a time,
I hope
it doesn't fall flat. I mean, I hope it doesn't completely fall flat, you know, the reveal or whatever, because...
And then he walks in the door and she looks at him.
He's so tired of it, always being
Stefano's
kid.
She was coming to tell him, you know, that, you know, something about work. Right? You get the feeling he's there to really, you know, push the envelope and make a big dramatic entrance, because it didn't seem that way to me.
Yeah. We'll have to see, I guess. I don't know. So... I think what else is going
on. Yeah, I just with Bo's just like permanently on my shit list. So to me, that's just
I mean, he just made it more permanent. I mean, you know. I mean, I always thought he's a jackass, he's a hypocrite. And to me, I don't care if someone's a villain, but if someone's a hero and they're being a hypocrite, that drives me up the frickin' wall. And Bill has been one of the biggest hypocrites on the show for decades. And that, and, you know, and then him sleeping with Carly because Hope moved out temporarily. I mean,
yeah.
At this point, the whole spoiler coming up about Bo breaking Hope out of jail, I mean, that does sound romantic and all that. But at the same time, too, I wish he'd just, like,
but you can't,
you know, laugh his shit
off. I have this argument with people all the time. You can't be that inconsistent. You can't say that Bo has grown up on the one hand and then have him go back and do something he would have done when he was 20.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't work. That's, you know, you can't say he's matured and he's grown up so much to the point that he doesn't want to be the anti-hero anymore. No, he wants to be Mr. Establishment Commissioner and then turn around
yeah.
and have him break somebody out of jail. And
mm-hmm.
then go on about, oh, how he's the hero, but he had to do this because he had no other choice. But and then turn around and then complain about EJ not, you know, doing shit and not getting caught and not having to pay for what he does either. You
right.
know, either Hope is paying for this and she's going to stick to her guns. So that when he breaks her out of jail, she says, oh, no, I need to go back, which I don't see them doing. You know, this isn't like Kim when she supposedly murdered Emma and then she was found innocent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Hope is actually guilty. So
right.
when they break her out of jail, then what?
Yeah. And when it all
they're
comes down
go back.
To it. The Bradys and Hortons are no different than the Damaras. They do the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, they are
they
making
try to
them exactly the same. And I never,
exactly,
had, see,
yeah.
I never had a problem with Sammy doing that because Sammy was always like that.
Yeah,
but
right. She always was.
To make Bo like
I
that.
Just, I just have a
they
problem
trying to
with,
make her good. They were trying to make her good there for a while. Well, she's not.
Well, I just have
yeah,
a problem
yeah.
with nobody really having any kind of internal or external dialogue about how tortured they are by the horrible things that are happening or that they've done or that they've participated in or that they've witnessed. I mean, it's kind of like they're all just worried about covering for themselves or, you know, I don't know. It's making it hard to be for me to be sympathetic.
Well, I can't say I miss the internal, external dialogue of, you know, having people talk to themselves.
Oh, well, that's true.
And
but I mean,
yeah.
It would be nice if there was,
I mean,
like, a look
all they
of,
have to do is talk to somebody. You know, there are people they can confide in, and actually, if Demi has Brady, she can talk to him.
Yeah,
yeah, we need Ghost and Isabella crack down on all their asses.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to just mm-hmm. hear the shit out of all of them.
Who does?
You know, so just Brady. Ghost Isabella.
Oh, there you go.
She needs to haunt
that
all the heathens in Salem.
But there'd be nobody left.
So, yeah.
I can't say I see Sammy listening to Isabella, but why don't they help Colleen come back? Then, you know, she could talk to Colleen. Not
oh, gosh,
but
please.
No.
That
no.
Wonderful Irish Colleen. Accent. No, please no.
I
kind of like
that because Sammy has pissed off everybody else. Who's going to listen to her?
Well, what do you guys think about Vivian being out of the coffin or the sarcophagus or whatever it is and Maggie being
it's
in there?
It's about bloody time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was
but
thinking.
Let's get Maggie
yeah.
out, too.
What my little observation, I guess, on this is in the 2 hours that Maggie's been in there, she's already made me feel more, like, claustrophobic and freaked out watching her than the 9 weeks of Vivian. I mean, I'm not saying her performance was poor or anything, but Vivian half the time was such a smartass and so glib and everything about her, which was fine. I mean, that was part of the comedy, I guess, that was supposed to be there for those things.
She was
but it was, like, so flippant, like she was, you know, I don't know. But with Maggie in there, I'm feeling it. I'm, like, I'm watching it going, oh, my gosh, I feel like I'm in a, you know, locked in there with her. So I don't know if it's just the way the performances are going.
No,
or
it was completely the way it was written.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
it was.
So.
I mean,
Because I guess
I mean,
really
Vivian was acting out what they were giving her to act out. They wrote it that way. They didn't want her to be to come across as vulnerable in absolutely any way whatsoever, which is just because you're a villain to suggest you're not vulnerable is stupid. But
Well, and she had a few moments in there where she was, but I guess too, if you think about it, just from a practical standpoint, Vivian was going to be in there in our time for weeks. And so if she was panicked the whole time, that would have grown pretty, you know, even older than the dialogue that was written. But with Maggie in there, she's not going to be in there that long. We know that. And it's like, I don't know, it just seems real to me, more real to me that she's stuck in there. And just, I don't know. But I can just hardly wait for her to be rescued. That's the part I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to the rescuer's reaction and how all that plays out. I am actually really looking forward to that part. So, I don't know. But
I like that, but I'm not looking that forward to it.
Well, I mean, we're going with what we're given. I mean, if we had a different story, that'd be great. But at least they're carrying, at least they're moving forward with the, I like the Victor and Maggie aspect of the story. And so I'm looking forward to seeing how Victor responds and all that. You know, I mean, I like that dynamic.
I like Don Aniston, so I know he's going to do a terrific job, so I'll enjoy watching it. But
Well, I mean, you know, right.
Do I care that Victor loves someone that much? No, not really.
Victor needs to find somebody, though.
I enjoy that they've got the good girl bad guy.
You know, but now they're the older couple, you know, the good girl and the bad guy.
What did you think of Kate's reaction when she almost smacked Brady in the face and she was knocking on the door and he opened the door, but when she realized that he was going to let her, quote, let Vivian out, thinking, you know, like, oh, my gosh, everyone we know, everyone we're close to, she's going to go after him, you know. So I thought that was
I think Kate has bigger issues
that are going to hit her in the face than instead of Vivian.
She's going to be preoccupied.
Vivian's going to be plotting something, I'm sure.
Given she might be in a real coffin. She might have to worry about being in a real coffin herself. Hopefully not. But
or locked up or something.
So I mean, I guess I don't know. I mean, the sarcophagus thing took on a life of its own and not in a good way. But
and then when they referred
to how gross it was, when Vivian made that comment about how disgusting it was, I thought, oh, that's a nice visual I'll always carry with me. Like, thanks a lot, you know. But, oh, well, you had to suspend a great deal of common sense and logic to go along with it anyway. So, yeah, I don't know. So.
Yeah, that's boring.
Yeah.
We don't like common sense logic.
You don't like what?
Thinking of no common sense and no logic, we have baby Parker was born.
Oh, yeah?
And
Daniel's
running around.
Thing.
He is cute.
Oh, beautiful baby.
Yeah.
Oh, girl. Little girl.
Yeah,
I rather like
that he didn't seem to like Chloe when he was lying in her arms on Friday. He was kind of giving her a dirty look.
You like Philip.
Was anyone else here looking for the dimples on the baby? I was totally looking for the dimples. I was like, I would have been laughing.
Oh, Philip. Did you see the bonding between Philip and Victor and Chloe and the baby?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they all had to have them in the room. Yeah.
Is it normal to be more excited that it's hopefully the guy she cheated with, baby, instead of the one that she's supposed to be with? I don't know if that's normal.
It's soap opera.
But I mean, I'm actually like so hoping that it ends up being a Chloe baby. I just do not want it to be the other. So. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm hoping. Yeah.
Well, if you don't like Daniel, then, you know, you don't want him to
be like
Daniel's baby, and I don't. I know people who do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of Danilo fans. A lot of Flowey fans.
I love that, and I don't really like Melanie with Philip, so I'm perfectly, not that I like Chloe, but at least she's less annoying with Philip than Yes, with everybody else.
Yeah, I do like Philip and Chloe together.
Speaking of Philip, did you guys see the new picture of Jay Kenneth.
I already got his haircut.
Johnson's haircut? Oh my god!
I was showing
it
to Nikki just before I got on.
I had heard that they wouldn't let him cut it for the longest time. He wanted to.
See,
I read somewhere where he wanted to, but they wouldn't let him.
Oh.
And now apparently he either did it on his own or they let him or what. I don't know what the story is.
I know this is very unpopular.
Short?
Oh my gosh.
Yes,
the
very
short. So, they posted at Sony, I thought he looked great. I personally
it's not like
great.
It's not like a shaved cut or anything. It's just
no,
real
but
short.
It's short. I mean, it's short.
Maybe half an inch, if that. Maybe not even that.
But you can see his dimples and his features a lot better than that hair that was always in his face. And
hanging,
stuff.
Yeah. There was just something
know.
About
well,
that
didn't
long
like,
hair. I don't know.
I didn't like the fact that his hair was as long as it was in the way they were the
yeah.
way they were styling it. But I'm
uh-huh.
not. I know this is unpopular, but I'm not a big fan of, you know, just shaving your head. I grew up in the 60s, and all the guys had shaved heads. I'm sorry. It was just,
yeah.
I didn't like it.
Actually,
the male grew hair.
James Scott looked okay with the shave, you know, with it growing
yeah,
back.
Yeah,
he looked
short.
Very good. I liked
his hair when he first came on the show, and I know why they changed it, because it made him really look young.
Yeah.
And they didn't want him to look that way anymore. They wanted him to look more sophisticated or older. Not that it did that.
I don't know. I think it'll be interesting that they. I think it'll be interesting to see it. See Jay with the new haircut. I know that sounds so superficial, but I was just happy to see that.
It makes
gone.
A difference in the character.
Oh, it really does.
In their appearance.
It also signals to me if they let him do it that. They are making a change with Phillip, so, you know, hopefully, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, when you're a new...
Look how many
you
times
know,
Bo cut his hair, shaved his beard.
Whine about it.
You know, when you're a new father, you don't have time to do your hair. You get it cut short, so you have a new baby to take care of. I'm just kidding.
That's superficial, Anna, unless you're on a message board where you do nothing but whine about people's hair all day long, which I see. I mean it. That's partly the reason why I'm like, you know, it doesn't really matter. It's not that important to me. And I'm just tired of hearing, you know, the hair and makeup and the whatever stinks. Yeah, we know it stinks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, the JKJ pictures came because he was at Jerry Anderson's book signing.
Oh, I wonder if
that
was taken.
Right.
Yeah, and Drake showed up. Drake was there.
Oh, that's neat. If I had still been, I wish I'd still been in L.A. I would have loved to have gone. That would have been cool.
Yeah, and I think Krishna Gonsa was there, and I can't remember who else. But it's on Sherry Anderson's Facebook page. It's her profile picture.
Oh, cool.
With all the actors. Yeah.
Hmm.
Said she had a nice crowd, and she announced this week, too, that she was number 9 on Amazon. So that's really great, too. I'm going to go look up her picture now. Yeah.
That's
cool. Let's see who else.
So somebody needs to send me that book.
Sean.
So read it, Marianne.
What's that?
Oh,
yes. I'll have to send it to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I am done with it. It's a very easy read. Very easy. You probably could be done with it in a day. Really?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there's Sean
okay.
Christian was there, James Scott, Christian Alfonso. I'm going to blow up the picture, but I can't blow it up. Melissa Reeves and JKJ, and I can't figure out who the person is with the hat.
Me neither. Who's the one standing between Melissa Reeves and Christian Alfonso?
I don't know who that is. And the kind of hat, I think it's Kyle Brandt, but I'm not sure. I can't tell.
What picture are you looking at?
She has the picture on her Facebook.
Oh, on her Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Oh, on Jerry's Facebook.
Yeah, her Facebook page. Yeah. Looks like Kyle Brandt. I'm not sure who that short guy is between the two of them. Between Christian and Melissa.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe it isn't somebody from Days, or do you think it is?
Well, I'm assuming it's a famous person. I just don't know who it is.
Well, must be not that famous enough.
Yeah, I don't know who it is. And the picture doesn't blow up.
It's because
I can't get a look.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so she did have her book signing, and the book's doing really well, and so I'm very happy for her.
Oh, good. Yeah, I need to check it out, too.
Yeah, so you know, once we all get it read, then schedule the
book
review.
There you go. So, did you like, Marianne, did you like the new character? Was that an interesting, I don't want you to give anything away, but like.
Yeah, I liked the new character. Just kind of don't like how it, how she came about, but I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
But yeah, I think it could be an interesting character.
As the series
like,
goes along,
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
You know what I liked about the Sherry with the, how she wrote the new character, Charlie? It's completely opposite of what Days has done with the young women writing on the show. You know, Chelsea and who was the other one? Melanie, they have them as, you know, internet brats, you know, vlogging and all that stuff. And, you know, Melanie was, what, party girl or something in Paris and stuff like that. And Chelsea had her vlog. And Charlie's not like that. She's actually down to earth normal, but she's, you know, in a rich, dysfunctional family. But she's kind of like she's the normal one. So that was kind of nice to see a young woman not being portrayed as a, you know, slutty, partying bitch like they normally do on this. So I give Sherry a lot of kudos for that, you know, writing a young woman with some class and taste.
Yeah.
Except a brat. So that's one thing I do. I think, so you can actually root for Charlie, you know what I mean? Like,
that's
you couldn't root for you couldn't root for Chelsea in the beginning or Melanie in the beginning because they were so self-absorbed, and Charlie's not like that at all.
Right. That's
cool. Yeah.
That's what I miss on the show. There's nobody on the show. Even EJ is so changed. There's nobody on the show with finesse anymore.
Hey. I love Kate.
Yeah, she reminds me of like Jennifer Horton.
But from the like the kids, the 20-year-olds or whatever. I don't know. I'm really curious about this character they said is going to be joining the show. I'm kind of curious as to how that's going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. We'll see. Maybe she'll be that kind of character that we can actually that could actually be a role model or something to to some of these younger girls. I don't know.
Oh yeah.
I mean, not that you want to really have role models from your soap opera, but because that could lead you down a bad path. But like I've talked with many of the girls, like my generation, that you know watched Marlena in the early days, and were like, wow, you know, I grew to not like that character, but in the early days, I really, you know, as a teenager, I really looked up to her. Wow, she's professional. She's beautiful. She's you know, been married 18 times, you know, whatever, you know, but it's like, now, I don't know, I mean, Sammy's never, you know, does she ever, well, she does take care of her kids, I mean, sort of, when, you know, her grandma's not there, or Maggie's not there, or someone else isn't there, you know, but I don't know, it's like, it doesn't seem like there's, I don't know, anyone on there in that age range that's driven or capable of having their own thought without a man sort of, you know, validating it or whatever. I don't know. I just, I wish there would be some a character like that in that age range. But I don't know.
Yeah. When I was, Marlene, I mean, she was a huge role model, but to me, a little closer to my age was Hope in the 80s. I remember cheering her on when she was in the police academy and, you know, she had all this discrimination against her. And, you know, here's a woman doing a, physical, manly job, and Hope was kind of a role model back in the 80s, too.
Yeah. Well, I think part of it is it's almost like the writers, I don't know, it's almost like they have to dumb everyone down in order for, because they aren't able, apparently, to write a story in which intelligent people can get into messes and get into trouble. They have to dumb everybody down, almost everybody down.
That's because they refuse to write it. They refuse to write character-driven stories. Not only if the characters determine what the plot's going to be, they determine the plot and they
plot
put our characters into it.
Exactly.
And the only way to do that and to make people do, you know, stupid things is to make them stupid.
I kind of like the way they were able to get Brady, how they made him gray. I mean, I like the way that they did that, I guess.
I want to say they dumb everybody down, but they do a lot of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
I don't know.
When you know, the story would write itself if they let the... If they cut the characters down. And the other thing I hate is, I complain about this a lot, is that there's no luck and there's no, I mean, everything is so logical. Life isn't logical.
Okay.
Stupid things happen to you just because of dumb luck.
That's true.
And I mean, I never see any of that anymore. So.
So, how many weeks do we see Melanie and Nathan in this quarantine situation?
I'm already tired of it. It's only been a day. How much? I mean,
I actually like those two, or I did originally. I don't know if I like them now, but I did like them. And initially, they were kind of fun and cute and funny together. I liked them, but. I got more, I don't know, out of watching the lady who was supposed to be hermetically sealed so she didn't get the virus, that was not really dressed in the kind of attire that would be completely protective. I thought that was kind of funny. But, you know, they got a budget, I know. But,
I just don't care. I just don't care about Nathan unless he's with Stephanie, which I never thought would happen in a million years.
Really?
And I don't care about Melanie at all. And the more I have to see her with Carly, the less I care about her. And the more I want her dead.
Oh, boy.
Hopefully Carly will follow her. Because, it just drives me nuts.
Oh. No, I like Melanie for the most part. I don't know. I go through periods where I don't like her. Like when she was first on the show, couldn't stand her. When she was first found out she was Carly's daughter and all that, I couldn't stand her during that period. But otherwise, I like her. I think she's kind of cute. And she and Maggie, I love the Maggie dynamic with her. I love how they interact.
Yes.
I really like that. I like how they built that up to be a real, like, that she's really her mom in a way. You know, I mean, so I don't know. She's her go-to person, and I like that.
You know, I never liked Melissa, but I'd take Melissa back in a second if that meant we could get rid of Melanie. And then they could have a real child. And Maggie could have her real daughter.
Oh.
So, I'd rather have her. She has a lot more history than Melanie, and I'm just tired of Melanie. She's like saccharine. She leaves that taste in my mouth.
Okay.
Also, what do you guys think about the Parker scenes? Parker being birthed into the world and Melanie delivering the baby.
I missed that part.
I missed that part too.
It was okay.
Chloe's doing some pretty good yelling there.
Yeah, I'd be yelling too. I'd have any epidural. I'd be screaming too.
Yeah.
Real. That part was pretty realistic, you know, the screaming. Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad she did well. Erin did a good job on that. I missed that. I guess I must have missed that episode, but I just saw Parker all cleaned up, and I just started looking for dimples.
Yeah, well, the baby was there. Like, yeah, perfectly clean baby.
I was just looking for the dimples.
3-month-old baby or whatever. But,
oh, really?
Yeah, it was a huge
big
baby.
Big, perfectly clean baby
at a cabin at the by the lake. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, the baby is smiling already, and babies don't smile till 2 months old.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the baby was smiling at Sean Christian.
But
it was really cute.
It was cute.
That
baby actually is pretty cute. But,
yeah.
I mean, I guess they probably, you know, because newborns, they could get into the screaming fits. So they probably are.
They have Sydney doing that, though, too, that she was smiling way before she should have.
Oh, probably.
When they had Sydney as a baby.
I don't remember Sydney being really small, though. I thought the twins are kind of small. But, this baby is smiling and giggling and laughing and everything. And I mean, usually newborns are just either eating or sleeping. That's pretty much it. You don't play with them that much.
Speaking of babies, well, not babies, but children on the show, you guys know the spoiler that Johnny's supposed to get sick at Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Any ideas about what's going to happen?
I just love that those little boys. They're so adorable. I can hardly wait to see them acting that out.
Well, they may. The only thing they may be acting is keeping their eyes shut.
Yeah, that's true.
Depending on
they get
what
their
happens
turn.
To
their
them,
turn
but
to be in a coma. Is that? Like,
yeah, I think so.
A coma, really?
Well, I don't know. All I know is that they're supposedly in. He's supposed to be.
Oh.
Johnny's supposed to be in the hospital at Christmas.
And then, so I wonder what happened.
So I don't know. If it's
oh, I didn't hear that.
Miracle or, well, yeah, because somebody posted who was going to be on the show on either the 23rd or the 24th, and
yeah,
the the hospital set was mentioned, and Johnny was going to be sick.
Yeah, Johnny's hospital bed or Johnny's hospital room.
Yeah. I heard something that wasn't so amusing. I heard that the person who's going to be Santa is Rafe this year.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
Has anybody else heard that?
Oh, God, who else?
That just made me want to barf. Although somebody posted something that made me laugh was one year they had Nick do it, and a week later he went nuts after having killed somebody. So that kind of made me laugh and kind of hope.
Great.
Oh, maybe. We'll get lucky.
If you get the Santa suit, if the Santa suit shows up in your wardrobe, you're going nuts and off the show next week. No. So
of course, my worst nightmare is they'll try and rip off Roman being on the run and playing Santa so he could get in to see Carrie from 83.
Oh.
Yeah.
That would be cool if they try that. They've tried ripping off so much Roman and Marlene and stuff now that.
Well, see, that's going to ruin Christmas for me now. Racist Santa. I just ruined Christmas.
Yeah, thanks, Madeline. You just ruined Christmas.
You ruined Christmas.
Well, they ruined Christmas for me when I heard that. I thought, well, no, I don't care. I care what happens to Johnny. I'm curious about that. But other than that.
Yeah.
But
who's
going
to
read the Christmas
That's supposed
to
bring
story.
Sam and EJ closer, I guess? Or
maybe so.
But what they're going to do?
The things I'm hearing, that's not going to be the case. But we'll see.
No?
Yeah. But those are rumors. Those aren't spoilers. I don't know anything spoiler-wise. So
I can't watch the show in peace. I always have my sons with me because they won't leave me alone. Mm-hmm. And my son's like, why is there always someone in the hospital?
That's the thing about these hospital scenes.
How old is he now? Is he in second grade?
He's in fourth.
Okay.
At least
like,
one of them was there for a while. There for a while, a couple of years ago. Like back when Chelsea and Bo were both, oh my gosh, that's all they did was hospital for like months.
Well, they've kept it up pretty much They've kept it up pretty much since John died. I mean, there's been somebody in the hospital.
I guess it's kind of a hospital show. But it's kind of it is funny.
See.
It's pretty funny though. Like
John's
what his little boy
John was in the hospital three times, including when he died. Victor's been in there. Bo's been in there. Chelsea.
Yeah, I'm just thinking it at least there for a while. I think it was worse than it has been, lately.
I mean, the only reason Lexi hasn't been in there is because she works there. I mean, every other DeMera family member has been in there.
The only reason she has is she's smart enough to know that she wouldn't want to be her own doctor because she'd end up dying. Nobody
Clear.
Sorry, that was bad. I love Lexi, but if I saw her coming in as my doctor,
I wish they'd give her a story.
That's true.
Yeah, she needs a story.
I don't know if Renee was Renee Jones at Day of Days. I don't remember.
I keep wanting. Apparently, she did an interview with James Scott, and wanting to hear that I haven't.
I love their brother sister dynamic. I really like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did do an interview with James Scott. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I really like.
That's the episode. I have to go back and watch the episode where he talks to her just before he decides he's going to go kidnap the kids. So I missed that show. Was that good? Mm-hmm. Where he goes and talks to her, and then he decides that he can't live with not having his kids. He's going to go kidnap them, and
chloroform's Sammy.
Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
that's
the thing.
I think I barely.
Right?
I am.
Oh, okay.
You need an elephant tranquilizer for Sammy. Chloroform's not going to do it.
Oh, I don't know. It's kind of funny because on the one hand, I feel so it's so twisted the way he is so like, yeah, I'm just going to take your kids and, you know, like they're just never going to see you again. And, like, he could be okay with that because she's their mother. And she's talking about how Johnny won't go to sleep unless she's, what, singing to him or something. And I'm thinking, I'm just laughing because I'm thinking, I mean, on the one hand, I do think it's pretty twisted of him to be wanting to take him away from his mother, their mother like that. But on the other hand, I'm thinking, yeah, but Sammy's really not with him that much. And she's
yeah,
like,
just get
you know,
them away.
Well, yeah,
the
first thing she
now,
did after
to take
yanking
away from
them
Grandma
out of
Caroline
the house,
or
day of the wedding, know. Instead of, you know, instead of letting them say goodbye to Daddy, she yanks them out of the house, tells them in front of the kids that he's never going to see them again, and then goes, drops them off at the break.
Yeah, she does
the
same.
They
and then leaves with
both
Rafe.
They both manipulate the kids. I did like the way she got through to him for a second. You could tell he was cracked.
Yes, I was just going to say
that. I love the way the actors played those scenes. I mean, they did a good job.
And then he saw the picture of her and Rafe.
Yeah.
They did an excellent job. They do
well,
have
I like,
chemistry.
I like the fact
they're
that
so
he finally realized that she's just, when she starts doing that, she's doing nothing but trying to use him.
Yeah.
And then she's
manipulating
she can turn it on and off like a fire.
Yeah, well, they manipulate each other. That's
oh, I know.
It, yeah. Yeah.
But they've always, they continue to go on
they're
about
so
how she's, but how she's doing this all to, you know, save her kids and it's not manipulation. Well, yes,
no,
it is.
No, she's trying to save her butt.
She's never done anything but manipulate people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did kind of think it was, I thought it was pretty cool the way it wasn't a twist we couldn't see coming, but how, you know, Sammy realizes that, I guess I like the way they did the thing where, okay, it's one thing if we do X, Y, Z, but then if you do this, Will and Rafe, who I don't care about Rafe, but, you know, your son Will is going to go down with you, you know, that made it a little bit, I don't know, that added an extra element to it, I guess. That was kind of interesting. I don't know, but they're both well matched though, because they're both equally twisted. I mean, you know, I mean, she put a plug in her head
that's
and
what I like.
The children's father's head, and what goes back and you know screws Rafe all night.
I guess the part I like about her and EJ together that I kind of think is missing with Nicole has a heart, but she only has a heart for certain things. I think Sammy has a heart for EJ. She just doesn't want to admit it. Cause,
right.
You know, then she'd have to admit,
She's really like him.
Yeah.
I mean, she's really
but
more
Nicole,
like him than she'd like to admit.
Yeah, they do bad things to each other, but it's because they love each other. Nicole just does bad things. And she tried to murder Victor how many times? You know, she's got a side to her that's
she's a little broken, but
I like her with Brady. I think they could make that interesting. I'm not sure they will, but
that
they could.
I
like her with Brady, partly because I know that
I do.
It sets Victor off.
Well, I like her with Brady.
I like that part.
Now that Brady's more gray, I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I still want the good guy to win with him, but I like how he struggles with it, and I like it when he hasn't been struggling and when he's just been like, nope, she's going to die. I'm just going to leave her there, you know. I liked that part of him, and I think that made him with Nicole more interesting for me because when they were first on the show together, the two actors that are now playing him, I was like, you know, he was just written as her lapdog. I mean, he would just do whatever she said and, you know, just, and that annoyed me so badly. But I've really liked their dynamic now that he's kind of gone down to her level a little bit, you know, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
I like that he actually freaked her out. Like, wait a minute, no, this is something I would do, but not you, Brady. You know, I like that he was actually edgy enough to, and he did have a good reason. I mean, I'm not justifying his behavior, but I mean, what Vivian was going to do to Maggie, when both Melanie and Brady both love Maggie, you know, they're very close to her and everything. And after what Vivian did to Melanie and everything, and I could see how he could go to that point, you know, at least on a soap opera, to where he'd be willing to just, you know, let her rot. But
yes, what I liked about him and Nicole is even before the character, even before the actor who's playing him now, back when Gary's husband played him, there was a part to Brady that he was able to see things in Nicole that nobody else saw.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And see that she was, you know, a lot of fun, and she didn't pull any punches, and she didn't, you know, cover, you know, she didn't say things just because people, you know, expect that's the thing to say, you know. He saw the parts of her that were a lot of fun, and I never got the impression that EJ did that. EJ was using her. I always got the feeling that EJ was using her because Sammy refused to see, you know, that he was willing to change, and so he wanted to prove to Sammy that it didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the impression I always got when they were together.
No,
I always got the impression that at least Brady, you know, cared about her.
Yeah.
So, I even get less.
Yeah, I agree. I think Brady's more in love with her than each day's not really in love with Nicole.
No.
I don't think so. No.
Right. All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Chandler Massey told some spoilers. I don't know if you guys heard this or not. That Will said he understands why Sammy shot EJ because he shot EJ first. Yes, they're saying that now that Lucas wasn't the one who shot EJ at the Back in Black wedding.
Okay.
I always thought it was Will way back.
Remember when they filmed that hideout that looked like teenagers had been hanging out there? Remember,
uh-huh.
We suspected at the time that they were going to try to implicate
it
Will.
It was rumored at the time it was going to be Will.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting that they're pulling that out again. Very interesting.
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 Pretty much everyone's interested on this stuff.
I still don't get why they'd bother to do it now because he's already implicated. I mean, having him responsible for shooting EJ isn't going to change anything because he's already implicated, but he's already guilty.
I guess
he can
under why he relates to Sammy. And
yeah,
why,
but I
why
think that's interesting that they brought actually managed to bring some history
but
from
his kid.
Yeah. So
kid.
I guess Lucas
gonna,
was covering for him then.
I mean,
if those are
his two choices, EJ and Sammy, who's he going to side with? Sammy.
Anyway,
that's interesting.
I don't see the point of that, but I mean, I don't care if they do it. But.
Well, I mean, I think it does bring out back some of the history, which is kind of cool. So if they really
that shocks me a little because, as far as I'm concerned, I get the impression that anything Hogan did is like it's a little like what Riley did in 05 and 04, 05 that was like. You know, when Hogan was writing, nobody even wanted to mention it. And now it's almost the same with Dina Higley, that, you know, anything Hogan did was stupid.
Actually, even ignores things that she did. The alien twins don't appear anywhere now. They're not mentioned.
Yeah.
They're not included in Kate's list of children anymore, and she's the one that created those. So, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, on Sony, there's still, if you go to the, there's still stuff with Matt, with Rex and Mimi.
Yeah. But I mean,
I know,
they don't refer, like, the Kate doesn't refer to her. She never refers to them anymore when she lists her children or talks about them or, you know. But anyway, I don't know.
Well, it's okay. They shouldn't have been Brady's anyway.
Yeah.
That's right. They're not Brady's anyway.
That's right. That's
we know that.
Yeah. But, I just wish Tony and Anna would come back. EJ needs his brother. EJ needs to have
a real
his brother. And
yeah.
Only if they could give him a good story, though. That's
yeah,
the
that's
only
true.
Thing.
They wouldn't, not Dina. See,
but they have. They have. Yeah, as long as
Dina would do to them.
Well, I was glad we had Leanne for so many months. That was a blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a nice surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, oh well, but
Well, maybe they'll think about it once they have to, if they ever do the end this thing with EJ and Sammy where they get together, and then they won't be able to have them arguing over the kids. As a plot point that everything else revolves around, maybe they'll have to think up something else
yeah.
to do for the Sarahs. So that would be kind of nice.
Yeah.
I hope they don't think Chad's going to fill that, because if they think
Chad's
fighting enough for that.
Yeah. They wanted more demerits on this show. They want more demerits on the show. So they have them, already have a couple of demerits, but then they have to make up a new one.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, why make up a new one? So,
yeah, we have
know.
To kill one off to, you know, make place for him, too, you know?
Yeah.
You can't have three boys on the show all at once. Is that it? We didn't talk about. Oh, did you guys see the light today?
It what?
You guys see the latest episode of The Bay?
No, I haven't.
No, I haven't yet. No, I've been trying to keep up with it.
Did you watch it, Madeline?
Yeah, but I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to ruin it for you guys.
Yeah, I'll have to. When did it come out? Has it been out for a while? I don't know.
I don't know if it's a
every
while.
Wednesday.
Maybe
yeah.
I might have watched it a couple of days ago or something. I don't remember exactly.
Oh, okay. Okay, because, all right.
Yeah.
Number 8.
Diva Nikki in the chat room is asking, when's the safe wedding supposedly supposed to happen? And I was just gonna type in there.
I think it's this week.
I didn't exactly mark my calendar for that one.
It's Wednesday. And then Thursday there's no show.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Wednesday and
yeah,
Friday, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, darn, I have to work Wednesday. Damn, I'm going to miss the wedding.
Oh man!
Yeah,
I'm
on
Wednesday too. And the minute I get out, I'm leaving to go to the beach.
But you know,
oh, well.
Go find some place to eat Thanksgiving dinner. Some place that serves dinner. I'm not cooking it.
You're not going to catch all the detox and cook it for dinner, are you?
No. No, we'll be down in Kona. We'll just find some place that serves Thanksgiving dinner. I don't care if it's got turkey or not. I just don't feel like doing the whole cooking thing.
So, one more thing on the show. I'm trying to figure out if it really feels like a sweeps month. I mean, I'm not sure. I guess there are some developments.
That's right. It's November.
Yeah, it doesn't sound big, really.
Stories and stuff like that. Maybe the stuff with, I'm kind of hoping the stuff with Kate and Stefano, I mean, that should be pretty,
maybe that's
big. Right. That's going to be pretty big.
When we find out about the baby.
The scenes with EJ and Sammy were pretty big, but I don't know.
I think they're counting on the fallout from whatever happens after the safe wedding.
I guess,
but I don't want to say any more.
They don't really. They're not really. It doesn't really feel like a sweeps month. In other words, to me anyway. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, I guess.
What?
It's not over yet. November.
Oh, that's
not.
True. We still. That's true. We still have a few.
What's
days.
Another?
We still have 2 weeks.
What another week?
Of course, a week.
Well, let's see. 3 days next week plus 2 days after that. So 5 days.
Okay.
They still have five
yeah.
days to pull it all together. But well. Hopefully there will be some good stuff coming. We'll see.
Yeah, every sweeps month sucks.
I haven't seen an interesting sweeps month in a couple of years now.
Mm-hmm.
When they revealed Anna to be the having kidnapped Sydney, that was one episode, not the whole month. And the whole month wasn't that exciting. So
But the ratings are better now. They've been, around the third? Like they're in third place most of the month, and they were down to last about, for a few weeks. So the ratings aren't getting better, but
everybody else is going down further. If you look at, from what I can tell, everybody else is losing. I mean, Dave didn't exactly go up a whole lot.
I'm really impressed that Comcast is willing to,
Well, that's because I think there's ratings coming in for like some of the daytime talk shows that they've started that are showing that they've got worse ratings than even like soap operas.
Oh, like that talk? I'm not even going to try to watch that.
I don't know. I'm not sure which one, but I seem to remember hearing something like that.
Maybe they're realizing
the talk shows
they're
coming up with are
just
know,
putting people on TV without anything,
it.
Is not, Well, I hope. I mean, what I'm hoping, although I don't have anything to back this up, but I'm kind of hoping with does anyone know exactly how the Comcast thing, did they buy NBC or merge with NBC or how did that work?
It bought NBC from GE, but I think GE right now is still in charge, but Jeff Zucker is still in charge. But yeah,
I thought he was fired. Wasn't Jeff Zucker fired?
Oh,
he
might have been eventually fired. Yeah, just I don't think Comcast is completely taken over yet.
Oh, okay.
GE, but
I'm just kind of wondering if maybe they'll throw some more money at the show to kind of. I mean, not a lot, but...
Well, it's one of the few making the money. I don't know about their nighttime, their primetime lineup, but I haven't heard that it's all that great. And
yeah.
I'm not watching anybody's primetime lineup, though, so...
Dave's to get renewed for 2 years, and Cordae just said there's no... They didn't cut the budget, and,
right.
and they're not going to be firing anybody, so
no,
maybe that is...
cut the budget.
They
didn't up it either.
But, you know, there is something to be said if they really do have, well, however much you can be guaranteed in this world, I don't know. But if they have as good of a guarantee as you can get in that business, I guess, for 2 years.
Wow.
I would think that would sort of free them up to a little bit. So, I mean, because, you're thinking you're going to get laid off every single day, the stress is horrible, but if you know you've got 2 years, maybe the fact that they didn't slash the budget even more,
often this show has been in this
I'm sure
been close to getting canceled and the whole
20 years. Yeah.
Even more.
Yeah.
I mean, the first year and a half they were on, they were going to get canceled. It's been.
I guess I'm
it's
just
been
glad
happening
they,
over and over and over.
I'm just glad that they got 2 years instead of not anything. Really pleased that they got 2 years.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm just thinking that does have an effect on you psychologically if you're part of the production, you're part of the crew and the cast. So I'm thinking that they're sending a message to them.
Maybe
saying,
if they have 2 years, that'll give them enough time for Dina Hingley's contract to be up.
Yeah, women
for
contract.
Even more wonderful if Gary Thomas' contract was up. Man, I wish they'd get rid of him.
Who?
I just cannot believe they cannot find a producer who could produce that show as cheap as he is and make it look better.
Yeah.
They talk about how wonderful he is, but it doesn't look wonderful.
Well,
they can't afford to practice. They can't afford to rehearse, and take more than one take. And it just looks like.
The thing of it is, I guess I have a different take on it. I want the show to survive as long as possible. Of course, I don't want it to be horrible.
Oh, I do, too.
Thinking that I'm not giving him 100% of the credit for saving the show, but I think that one of the reasons they are still around, though, is that they managed to work with what they've got in an efficient manner. No, it's not the 80s. It will never be the 80s again.
Yeah, except that the person who was never able to manage his money as well as he should have was Kent Gorday.
Well, I'm not talking about Kent. I'm talking about Tomlin, though.
I'm saying
he's managed to organize things in such a way that they just don't put up with any BS on the set anymore. I mean, it's like it's a strict, hey, we're a business. We've got to do this. We've got to get in. We've got to get out. We don't want to stay past a certain time, so we have to pay people time and a half, whatever. And they managed to do it. And still, I still feel with with the resources that they have a great cast, and they have a great crew, really. I just think as many times as I get frustrated with the show, I still have to say, hey, if it weren't for the fact that they were able to do it with this budget, they wouldn't be on. They wouldn't have been renewed. So I kind of say, hey, you know what? These guys are all in there working. They're trying. The actors are trying to work with the scripts that they're getting. And as Sherri Anderson said in her interview, she doesn't know if she could do it the way it's done now compared to what what they had before.
Yeah.
Is nothing like what they're dealing with now. Now, I think she's wonderful, and I would love for her to be a writer on the show, or the head writer even. But I love her to death. But, you know, even she acknowledged that, hey, it was a completely different environment back then. So I guess I just want to give people, you know, give them some credit that, you know, they have managed to get a two-year renewal. And, you know, no, I'm not happy with some of the parts of the show, and sometimes it frustrates the heck out of me, but I don't know. They've managed to...
I just think people are giving the wrong people credit for that. I'm not sure that Gary Tomlin is...
Well, let's face it, if the actors were not prepared, if they didn't have top-notch actors that could come in and knock out their lines and do it in one take, for the most part, they wouldn't be able to do it. If they didn't have a producer who...
But you're not hearing Ken Corday thank them.
Well, I don't
care
about
Ken Corday.
He's
talking about Nina and Gary should get all the credit.
I don't really care what, you know, whatever he wants to say, whatever. I don't even listen half the time. But I'm just saying, from my as a viewer, that I feel like all that has worked together to keep him on the air. So, you know, I just want to give him some credit that, hey, you know, they work as a good team. No, it's not like it was 20 years ago. I wish it were, but it's not. But they're doing a great job with what they've got, for the most part, I think. Anyway, I don't know. That's just my thought. But
are we still on the air? I
think so.
Yeah, we are.
We are?
Okay. Yeah, we are. So,
minutes after where I am.
Nikki hates Tomlin.
Good for you, Nikki. I'm with you.
I think
could have done just as good a job.
Who?
Or better.
Who?
I think Ed Scott would have done a
Ed
better
Scott,
job.
Ed Scott, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
He was doing a good
beautiful.
Job.
Still looked beautiful when he did it. It was really nice, yeah.
Well, you know, Ed Scott, well, I'm trying to think. When was... He didn't leave till the summer of
07.
In August of 08.
Yeah.
08.
August 08. Oh, okay.
We were in Burlington.
I'm trying to think. When was,
we're in Burlington.
Let's see.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We thought all these good stories
pretty,
were coming up. And
I know a lot of us give him credit for a lot of things, but, you know, he really didn't play Tony that much. I mean, you know, for as much credit as he's given for certain things, some of the storylines that happened under his time, I didn't think were that great. I don't know. I know it's not maybe a popular opinion to have, but I don't know. I don't think he did Tao that much of a favor. I don't know. That's just my opinion. I mean, I think he could have played Tony a lot.
Well, I think
he
was the one that was coming up with the Demira storyline and against John making Demira and having like the different, you know, points.
Yeah,
there was supposed to be a
Demira
war between them and between
that was
great. Stefano and
that
Demira.
Was
but then
yeah.
that got dropped. When
yeah,
he
no, that was great. Yeah, I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that was in the, according to Tao, that was like in the works.
Yeah,
so,
that's
I don't
a shame.
Know.
You know, that's a shame that didn't happen because that was a great.
Yeah, but that potential was there. They were
not getting
it.
Along and they were not agreeing about storylines, so who knows what he really wanted and.
Yeah,
that's
the thing. It's hard to judge because you don't really know what was going on behind the scenes and all the tugs and pulls. And
well, I have a pretty good guess on what happened when Tomlin came in, that some of what Dina wanted is what happened, because I know she didn't like Deidre, and she didn't want to write for her, and a couple of other people, all of whom got fired. So.
No, and I don't know. I think budget was a lot of that too, but you know, I could be wrong. I don't know. I just think they had to cut budget too. So
yeah, but all of those people were not asked to take a pay cut.
No, that's
and
true.
They all said they would have.
Yeah, I know. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not particularly a big fan of the head writers, I definitely think we could do better back there, but you know what? There again, it might go back to budget, you know? Yeah.
Well, yeah, they hired her, mm-hmm. and they have to keep her.
Yeah.
But why did they hire her in the first place? She failed at DOL the first time, and she failed at One Life to Live. I know she knows, I know she knows the history, but then they should have hired somebody who knows how to write, and I don't see Chris Weitzel knowing a whole hell of a lot more than she does about stories. I mean, I haven't seen any decent stories so far. So.
Well, so are we done tonight, guys?
Yeah.
We hit everything.
Yep, just about.
I'm typing a comment in the chat room.
It was fun.
I want to wish everybody a wonderful Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's another week, less than a week.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
No, I was at the store this morning. We were playing Christmas music, and I was thinking, oh, my
God.
It's still 80 degrees over there, Madeline.
We have 80 degrees on Christmas. So. Although we had a storm the other night. I don't usually wake up in the middle of storms, but we had thunder and lightning that made the house shake at like 3 a.m. Man, that was fun. So we're getting a little bit of winter.
Oh, wham.
One storm. I love it.
I wasn't complaining about it. I don't mind. It's nice, actually. We haven't had enough.
I love it. Oh, gosh. It looked,
I am not complaining by any means.
It's Madeline. It's below 75 one day last week. Well, I swear I saw the leaves change.
Oh, we don't get any of that. It actually smells like fall up here when it cools off.
I'm only being this way because it's going to start getting snowy and freezy and all that good stuff here, and
it snowed back east what 2 weeks ago. So.
Yeah, well, we've had some of it, but fortunately, we haven't had an actual snow yet, or ice. So,
I call my brother. He's looking forward to the snow because he lives next to a ski resort.
That's the place to be if you're gonna have snow. Driving to and from work, however, is not the place to be when you have snow and ice. No, I don't like
that.
But, oh, well.
I'm used to that.
Yeah.
Driving in snow and ice.
Having been a southerner most of my life, I'm not used to it. But, you know, it's worth it to be where
I am. Yeah, I don't enjoy it, though, no.
But, and I do enjoy the change of seasons, but oh, well.
Yeah.
So, speaking of that, are we seeing any kind of change of seasons in Salem? I don't know if I'm seeing any leaves change yet or anything. I've noticed a whole lot. Are people wearing coats yet?
They're fall scenes. Yeah,
huh?
Different leaves and stuff, colors of leaves
I hadn't really been paying attention. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess since they're going to have the Safeway outside, they're going to have to show something.
Somebody's going to have to show
something. They have her in a dropless breath, so it must not be that cold. In the middle of November at night.
There you go. That's what I'm wondering,
That should be interesting.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Okay.
That's been fun.
Thanks
to you guys.
Okay.
Talk to you guys later. Thanks, Madeline, Marianne, and Anna. And next time, try to show up at least
next time we'll be
30
earlier.
Seconds.
I had a good
30 seconds before the show starts, not 10 seconds before.
We don't want the diva to have a heart attack.
Like, holy cow, I can't talk about the show for an hour by myself when I didn't watch it.
When you didn't watch it,
you had to have some callers call in. We didn't have any callers tonight.
Oh,
no. Okay.
Oh, well.
All right.
Oh, well.
Take care, guys.
Well,
have
thanks, everybody.
Uh-huh.
Until next time.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.